Good evening, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. The team got to the 53-player maximum on Saturday and had some tough decisions to make along the way. The Eagles went heavy at the skill position players, keeping 5 running backs and 6 receivers on the 53-man roster. 4 of those players are rookies, with Danelle Pumphrey and Corey Clement at running back, and Mac Hollins and Shelton Gibson at wide receiver. The Eagles understand that some of these players are going to be a work in progress, but Howie Roseman has been stressed the importance of finding the best 53 players for the entire organization.
Yeah, I'd say Pump, you know, it's funny because as you go through the whole offseason with him, and he's a guy that was getting first-string reps, and everyone was talking about how excited they were on him. And, you know, we spent a lot of time scouting this running back class, scouting him in particular, and he's got a body of work. And not only is it the preseason games, but it's everyday practice. It's everyday through the offseason program. And we also know that it comes from people quick sometimes, and sometimes it takes a while for rookies, you know. We're in a unique industry where there's really no patience. You know, there's no other industry that you take a guy out of college, and if they don't look exactly like you're hoping a month in, you just look to dump them. And we want to develop our players. We trust our evaluations and our scouts, and we want to give guys time that we believe in. And I think both Pump and Corey are along those lines. Yeah, when we drafted these guys, we knew that they're rookies. They're a work in progress. And we knew that if Sheldon went back to school and didn't come out early, he's probably drafted higher, and that we were going to have to spend time to develop him and his skill set. And he does have a trait. I mean, he had more 50-yard receptions than anyone in college football last year. He can take the top off. Consistency for a rookie is obviously, you know, something that sometimes takes some time. But he works really hard. He has the traits we're looking for to develop into a player. And now, obviously, you know, we're going to spend the time trying to develop that. And I think it's important for us when we make these decisions, we're talking about the 46, the 53, and then the 63. And we want to make sure our coaches have the best 46 guys that they need to go into Washington. And then from there, there are also guys that we want to develop that we want to sit there a year from now and hope that they've taken another step.
In a bit of a mild surprise, the Eagles kept just 8 offensive linemen on the 53-man roster, but there are 8 offensive linemen whom the Eagles consider starters.
We like offensive linemen. There's no question about it. We feel really good about our 8. From there, we felt like there were a lot of guys, a lot of young players that we had. You know, there's still the potential to bring some of them back. And so we just try to balance that and kind of our grading of those guys. And if they were kind of in the same range and feeling confident that we can get some of those guys back, but certainly different than we've done in the past.
One of those 8 offensive linemen is Chance Warmack. The guard signed a 1-year extension through the 2018 season on Saturday. He is enjoying the chance to play once again for his college position coach in Jeff Statlin, and offered some very high praise for quarterback Carson Wentz.
You know, he carries himself like he's been in the league for at least like 6 or 7 years, man. You don't see that a lot in young quarterbacks, man. A real intelligent quarterback. IQ's real high and on the football field. And, you know, just commands a lot from his players. And, you know, you got to respect it. It's, definitely makes you want to be better as a player and put your best foot forward on the field. So I'm just excited to be around that type of environment and, you know, just good atmosphere to be around.
The Eagles also signed cornerback Dexter McDougal to a 1-year extension. He was acquired in a trade from the Jets last Sunday. Now the Eagles' work is far from over. The players who are released can be claimed off waivers on Sunday, and the Eagles can also form their 10-man practice squad. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson signing off for this edition of the Eagles Update. Have a great Saturday night, everyone.